This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's take a break from pandemic news and forecasts of a grim economic near-term future, shall we? Because sanity, right? There is a pretty standard roster of tech companies that comes immediately to mind when you start thinking about the biggies, right? Apple, Google for sure, Facebook as well. But there is another that belongs on that list, a company that is bigger and more profitable than most, and you're probably using some of its products right now, whether you know it or not. Jeffrey Cain's new book is called Samsung Rising. Jeffrey, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
I would like to begin with a line, a very brief snippet from this book in which you say this. To most, Korea's success rested on Samsung's success. That is how important this company is to this country.
Yes, that's exactly true. Samsung Electronics, just one company within the bigger Samsung group, makes up about 20% of South Korean exports. And I, you know, when I was a reporter in Korea, we got an offer to visit the Samsung campus. Hmm. And as I toured this company and spoke to these executives, I started to get really fascinated with who these people are, because it's a major company that makes just about everything in the technology world. They make semiconductors, they run a theme park, they run hospitals, they sell life insurance, they have credit cards. It's so prevalent in Korea that Koreans call their country the Republic of Samsung, and that's really what prompted me to write about this company more.
And it started 90-ish, 80-ish years ago by one family that still controls, basically, right? The Lee family?
Yes, the Lee family. It was started in 1938 as a grocery store and a dried fish and vegetable import-export company. So completely unrelated to what they do today. But their success over time is what helped build Korea. You know, Korea as a nation would not be what it is today without a handful of companies such as Samsung, Hyundai, LG, and SK. These are called the Chaebol, and it roughly means wealth clan in Korean. It refers to a family, a massive family conglomerate that makes just about everything.
Hmm. There are corporate struggles and internal problems as Samsung tries to grow outside of South Korea. What was the moment? Was there a moment where they caught on, as it were, and became this force, or set out on the road to become this force that they are today?
So there were a couple of moments. The first major moment was when they started making semiconductors, and this was a long time ago in 1983. The other major point, I would say, is back when Apple and Samsung were still good friends.
Right.
This was in the mid-2000s when Samsung signed a deal to supply the parts for the iPod and later the iPhone. And this allowed Samsung to, you know, forge an alliance with Apple while also setting out to compete with it. And later they went on and released their own smartphone called the Galaxy S that really just angered Steve Jobs and prompted him to sue Samsung in more than 50 lawsuits that spanned countries all over the world. In the end, Apple did win the lawsuit in the U.S., but it was a Pyrrhic victory because both sides, you know, spent a lot of money on legal fees. And I've spoken with many analysts who think that the lawsuits really didn't win anything in the end, despite the victory on paper to Apple.
So setting aside for a second that whole unfortunate episode where they had those phones that caught fire, right, and they handled that terribly, let me get you in this last question to the subtitle of your book. The South Korean giant that set out to beat Apple, we've already talked about that, you know, they did fine, and conquer tech. I mean, they're the biggest smartphone maker in the world. They're a huge conglomerate. Did they conquer tech?
I think that they've conquered it in the sense that Samsung has such a stranglehold over so many major businesses that if you really want a reliable semiconductor or if you really want a reliable processor unit, a lot of times Samsung is really the best and even the only option at certain times. So in that sense, yes, they did conquer tech because of their focus on hardware and because of just the sheer scale they have. They are the second most profitable technology company in the world right now. Recently, they were the most. Apple overtook them. Mm. And it's always been a battle between Apple and Samsung over who's the most profitable. But maybe it'll be Samsung again in the future. Who knows?
You know, it's so interesting. I've had this book sitting on my desk for probably 10 days or 2 weeks. And I'm just now noticing that the cover, which says Samsung Rising, but behind it is an Apple of Apple computer logo fame. Totally fascinating. Jeffrey Cain, it's a book called Samsung Rising. Jeffrey, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.